we're rounding out the end of the Student Org Diary series. The whole point of this was to be able to sit down with all of the student orgs on campus, get to know them, and be able to understand directly from the source what is it that they do and how do they support students. So, you know, to just start us off, please introduce yourself, tell us about your major, and what made you want to get involved on campus?
So hello, my name is Jasmine. Again, I am a business management major. I wanted to get involved on campus, first of all, because I really admired George. He was like my mentor for me. He really showed me the ropes of how to be going into that HR role, especially for him working at being internship and working for Panasonic. And then for me personally, I just wanted to get involved because I really, really like helping people was my main goal. And then I feel like with HR and being my background as well, I really wanted to dive into more.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
During my time here at UHD, I studied marketing. And so the reason why I got involved in the first place was because during my college years, I kind of was strict into just kind of getting active on my senior year level because COVID was a big impact during my sophomore, my junior year. And I had a student who was in my class, and he was trying to rebuild back the leadership board. At the time, everybody was in ground zero when it came to student orgs. So everybody was looking for new leaders to really form in the new generation of student orgs. And in this case, he reached out to me because he saw something potential in me. And I was like, okay, like, what is AMA about? Like, what can I get a benefit out of this? And he was like, oh, well, you can actually get like internship opportunities, networking. You could build up on your experience and meet actual professionals and actually build up your portfolio. And I was like, oh my God, that's what I need right now, because I had nothing on my plate really to help me out of the success. Because obviously just having a college degree is not just going to get you your foot into the doorstep. You need to build that business side of you first. So that was the reason why I got involved in AMA in the first place.
And I mean, that sounds like this is a perfect conversation for the three of us today, because, you know, you're part of the Society of Human Resources, so you know all about resumes. You know what it takes to be able to stand out in front of the recruiters. And, you know, we have that double challenge here at UHD because we're also a commuter school. So student engagement and the commuter school, the idea of, like, you know, just going from school to home, and to be able to build that resume and like the network so that you're able to land the job, you kind of have to put one step forward to be able to do it on your part. And it sounds like that's what you did whenever you were like starting off from ground zero. But you know, now we're here and you guys are with your respective organizations. Tell me, what is it exactly that, for example, SHRM does? What are some of your focus? And same thing goes for AMA.
Well, SHRM focuses, again, Society of Human Resource Management. We just don't cater to HR majors. We cater to everyone. We have events such as Dress for Success. We partner up with the College of Business, and we just partner up a lot and just trying to get that student ready for that outside world. We help you build resumes. We help you dress. We help you gain your confidence in gaining that respective wordage. This respective word is coming out to be like the best person you are, and catering those events for you to grow as a person, grow as a leader, grow as someone that could be represented in this world, business world.
And yeah. What about you, Benji?
Kind of in the same lines as SHRM too. I think AMA is in the same port. We kind of obviously it's the American Marketing Association, but in the same way, during our time, we didn't cater just to marketing majors. We also opened up to anybody else who was interested in that kind of realm. But we also help allow undergrad students be prepared by the time they graduate to be business professionals, as well as like SHRM. I think all of the student organizations in MDCOB, that's their primary goal, to make sure their student members are prepared by the time they graduate. And so in this case, for us, we helped them by pretty much bringing actual business professionals from different like points of career options in marketing. So either if it's in radio or gas and oil, actually get to have a network with actual networking with the local chapter of Houston of AMA. As well, we get to do internship conferences. And all of that is just to really help them kind of get prepared for that next step. And that was what I think was very helpful about AMA.
I think back a lot to what you said earlier whenever we were talking about the need to want to help people. And it sounds like that's something that is at the core of both of y'all's mm-hmm. like identity as like professionals. You know, you seek to build up others and to help them. I want to ask y'all, you know, whenever you guys are with SHRM or with AMA, you know, how do you feel whenever you see someone come in for the first time? They're kind of shy, they're kind of scared. They're like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to get involved. But then they leave and I'm like, I'm confident, I'm ready to go. You know, what does it mean for you to see that transformation for your students and your members?
I think I could speak very much about it because that was me. I was the one coming in freshman year. I was very quiet coming in. I didn't want to talk to no one. They didn't think I was just coming in and coming out. They didn't want to like get involved or didn't know what it was to get involved. So coming in and talking to like fellow students, fellow classmates, fellow leaders and everyone, hearing their stories and seeing like, hey, this person helped me out going into this organization. They helped me helped me go through the steps and navigate me through like, okay, what is it that I'm supposed to do? It really helped me gain confidence as well because it allowed me to talk to more people. It allowed me to like give a little bit more confidence within myself to know, hey, I'm actually going to be doing great here and I could do things. I could change people and I could change myself in order to change this organization and bring it up, do it better.
Wow. Yeah, same here. I was also in the same boat because I came out very shy and reserved too. And I believe it took somebody to see the potential in me first. And that person was Esteban Smith. I don't know if you listen to his podcast, but I'm gonna tell him to listen to it because I mentioned him. But hi, Esteban. but he saw the potential in me. And I think he helped out a lot of the other student org leaders in my group in that time because he saw the potential in them too. And so I think that kind of helped a little bit in me, like to see somebody was willing to help me out and put me out there and believed in my work made me feel more confident. And so just knowing that he kind of saw me from like a classroom setting and then putting me out there for the marketing and putting me in charge of this role, I was like, I'm not gonna take it for granted. I'm gonna try my best. And I think from fulfilling all those projects during that time and getting the feedback from other student org leaders and getting also their feedback and like telling me like, hey, can you do our marketing campaign too? It made me feel a little bit more like, okay, you know, I have something going on for me here and this is maybe what I need to go for. I think when I realized it was when we did the marketing campaign for the boxer, the Olympic boxer that came, Marlene Esparza. Mm-hmm. And that was the first one I had to be in charge of. And that immediately took everyone's change. I mean, we have a coworker here who's named Diana and she's done tremendous, Diana and Nikki, right? They've done tremendous changes to the social media, to the MDCOB. And that was kind of like what I was during that time to them in the AMA. So it really like helped build up my confidence and then meeting other people along the way because he opened the door for me. So I think that's what helped. And through that experience, we can help others. Yeah. So
welcome to the Maryland Davies College of Business, where we focus on transformational success stories. No, I really love to hear that. And, you know, ultimately, I think that that's something that we lean back on, whether it's our friends, whether it's our mentors, people who are willing to take a chance and believe in us so that we can believe in ourselves. I want to ask you something, Jasmine, because I know that, you know, specifically you're a little bit more of an expert in the human resources world and you've been around that. But a lot of my friends, for example, have just recently graduated this summer. I think the summer hiring season is always really challenging because, like, add on to the fact that a lot of people are taking time off. There's also unforeseen circumstances like two tropical events, you know, that delays and, you know, stops and slows the hiring process. But what tips or advice would you have for someone who, you know, is sending out a lot of resumes during the summer hiring season and they're just not having the luck of finding that opportunity? You know, is there any way that they can lean perhaps into their network and find those opportunities and those roles?
I would say not give up on like sending those resumes, obviously. Also cater your resume towards the job that you're going for. Cater the job that you're going for. Have someone else read your resume and make sure that you're catering to the job that you're applying for. Because again, not all one resume that you send is going to be good for that, just all jobs. It has to be catered to that specific job that you're looking for. And then it'll open like a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really cool. I think that it's something that can be a little bit scary at times, but more on the networking side, what does that look like whenever, you know, you for example, ask your friends, like, do you know of any jobs, like, that are open, you know? How do you approach someone like that?
Again, confidence. Confidence is a big role in trying to approach someone. But having that confidence and being not afraid of, like, hey, do you have any opportunity that, do you have a chance? Networking is going to be your biggest goal in here, trying to, like, find those job opportunities. Don't be shy to just talk to your neighbor, talk to someone that's next to you, be like, hey, can I perhaps, like, help me out with this situation?
You never know who's going to be willing to help. I mean, for example, I have a friend who I talked to recently. They reached out to their section leader and their marching band from all the way in high school, and now they work at some tech company, and it came full circle. So you never know who's in your corner, but it's just a question of being able to be confident enough to share your story, but also know that this isn't going to last forever, and you'll eventually find that next opportunity after you graduate, because I think that that's something that you sometimes forget as you're, like, approaching the finish line, like, it's the end. It's the time to find a job now. You have the skills, you're a member of the student orgs, and now you have to make that giant leap as a professional to fly out of the nest and to be able to land that next job. Now, you know, with that, I want to ask you, you both have networked, you've both been to your respective student orgs, and on top of that, you've been to industry events. What is an example of when you network with somebody, but it opened up an opportunity that you weren't expecting?
I think for me, it wasn't like, it was just at work. I work at a retail store. I was just talking to this one lady, hey, being like, hey, let me find you something. Just having a conversation with her, then figure out that she has a graduate degree in mathematics. Then she was like, yeah, I actually work with mathematics, and I talked with the recruiting partner, and I was just like, oh wow. I was like, no way, I'm actually a HR major, business management major at University of Houston at that time. She was like, yeah, that's perfect, that's wonderful. She just handed me her phone number. She was like, hey, just talk to me. If you have any questions, I'll feel free to talk to you. Just having, like, an open conversation with her and making sure that, hey, I'm actually being, I would say, having that conversation, just being open to have those conversations, she really helped me out. She now works at New York in one of those biggest industries, and then she just here and there checks up on me, which is great to have someone just checking up on you.
Wow, so, sort of like almost a mentorship role as well. Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect it. I was just doing my job that day, I had a retail job. I didn't expect just having one simple conversation. She just was like, oh, I can help you, I can mentor you, I can just call me, give me a phone number, and now I'm here talking to her.
Congratulations, by the way. You were recently awarded the AMA Crystal Award for one of your projects that you worked on. Can you tell us a little bit about that, what it took to make that come together? And, you know, where do you go from there?
So, yeah, it was a very, like, a whirlwind. That was an influence from one of the Lopers. It was Mitchell Loper. He's one of the persons I worked with alongside for the MDCOB video commercial. Jorge was actually a part of that. He actually came out in a lot of the scenes. And so he was actually the one who influenced me, because he saw he was like, oh, you have something amazing here. Like, you really worked hard for this, and you pretty much arranged the whole entire thing for this video production. And I think you should really put it out for a Crystal Award. And at the time, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't even know it was related to AMA in the first place. And so when he explained to me, like, oh, it's like the biggest, like, marketing award show for all the marketers in the state of Texas. And I was like, oh my God, like, okay, well, I could see myself there, but at the same time, it seemed like a faraway distance. And it just seemed like, wow, like, little old me over here, like, I just graduated not too long ago. And so this is my first video production project. And Dr. Pileski, our assistant dean, she was like, no, you should do it, Evangelina. Like, this would really put you on the map. And if you help out, it'll help out the college too and the students. And so I was like, and I saw, like, yeah, that's right. Like, a lot of people were involved in this project. And with that, I also saw there was an opportunity to nominate for another type of category, which was the event marketing category, which is for event promotion for a single event. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, that also relates to our Houston Astros event, that the whole entire college was a part of the student orgs, the MDC digital communications team with the promotion, the dean's office with helping out with coordination as well. And the Houston Astros, obviously, they can't go up to, like, you know, not be, like, thanked too for this. But it was a big, definitely one big help to make that success of an event. And I just felt like it had to be nominated too. And one thing, I guess when I realized we were actually nominated and I put it up, the whole submission process was, it was kind of like hard. I'm not gonna lie. It was like explaining the marketing process and five different essays, and it was pretty, like, I had to narrow it down to a couple of days. I was in my little cave. I was kind of dead for the next few days.
I tried to visit you and you looked really stressed at times.
Yeah, I did. But it all, thankfully, all pulled together, and I pretty much was like, nombre sea Dios, and hopefully everything turns out good. And like, I got the email and I got the nomination that both made it through, and I was so happy about that. And coming to the terms of, like, winning the actual award on the night, that was crazy. Because you were there, and you remember the whole tornado happening that night. Like,
literally, it was a whirlwind.
A whirlwind of emotions. It was definitely an event to never forget about. And it started off the hurricane season pretty, like, into tail. But that night was amazing. I wasn't the only UHD alum that won that night. It was also as well as, you know, your friend Camila, who also won, and she was another UHD alum. And so it was nice to see that, you know, Gators throughout their winning, and more importantly, being like first generation Gators too. It was something definitely different, and to come home and have, like, my mom say, like, "Oh, como hicieron?" And I was like, "Oh, we won." And she was like, "Ah," so it's like she gave me a big hug, and it's just like coming the fulfillment of that, and then also fulfilling, like, other, like, giving that example to other Gators, like, hey, like, even if you come from humble beginnings, you could still come out of success just from there. And I think it made a lot of people, friends, the students, the whole team here, the College of Business, even the president gave a letter. And my family in Mexico, like, even we're going, like, "Oh my God, like, congratulations, felicidades." And I was like, it brought, like, a lot touch to my heart. And I'm glad I was able to put everyone's talents into the map too from that.
That means a lot. Essentially, it takes a village, because, you know, a lot of people were involved to be able to make those projects come to fruition. And also, you know, a lot of people have been shouted out in this interview. I really love that. Shout out also Armando Lugo at the Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah.
For being able to bring the trophy, but he's also a UHD alum. Mm-hmm, so, yes. You know, there's a lot of people in the community that helped bring this together. But, you know, just on the topic of award-winning Gators, Sherm,
yes.
You guys won some award this year, and y'all went and traveled somewhere. Please tell us, what was that like? And, you know, we want to highlight your success.
Yeah, so recently we partnered up with Sherm National. So National brought us this opportunity saying, like, hey, we have this case study competition. It's going to be a group of five. Do you want to be involved? If so, just let us know. Me and George were like, oh my God, so excited, ready to go, excited to, like, hop on this opportunity. And, like, we couldn't say no to this. It was like, George worked so hard on building Sherm up as a chapter that we were like, we have to go, we have to make it work. So it was a lot of, like, work between George and I, going to a lot of coffee shops and trying to make this application, getting us five together. The group of five was Alejandro, Darrell, D, George, myself, and Suhaili. So all of us five, we worked together. We came in and studied the case study. Alejandro and George did amazing. I would say they were, like, the best ones. They were, like, constantly telling me, Suhaili and Darrell, being like, hey, you have to say it this way, you have to talk this way. And we were just trying to memorize the lines, mm-hmm. and making sure that this case study came out perfectly. We traveled to Dallas, Dalton, Dallas, to the UTD, the College of UTD, University of Texas, Denton, I believe. So we traveled there. It was a bunch of schools. It was a rainy day. So we were like, we have to make a win. We have to win. If not, we're walking out here with rain all over us. We have to win. And it was really nerve-wracking because it was a bunch of schools. It was like all of us sitting in all the same places. We had to talk to all these students, making sure. It was also a panel. So we had a bunch of panelists coming in from different HR roles and talking to us about different roles that they could, like, help us on, like resumes, payroll, how to talk about it, like certain aspects that we could go into the HR field. And it was really inclusive, I would say, since we did have a bunch of different HR majors with us as well, since we did take about 10 students to that convention, and it was really nerve-wracking because once they called our name, we were all screaming because we didn't think that we were gonna win. We were like, all of us were in the line, and we were so hyped to congratulate everybody, and they called us, and we were just so excited that we came in with the win, and we didn't lose towards, like, again, the rain as well. And then we traveled so much to this, like, we stayed up all night. They traveled in the middle of the night, get there like around 5 a.m, and we were up the whole night and day trying to prepare for this case study.
Wow, that's incredible. It sounds like you guys had that both factor of like the crazy weather.
Yeah. Wait, they didn't stop us at least.
Yeah. They do say water, when it rains, it brings blessings. Mm-hmm. So they do say that. So I think that was like a...
Both of us.
Like, it had to be, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, our mascot is a gator. So like...
We overcome the gator.
Yeah.
We're amphibious.
Yeah. Know,
we can conquer on land and on sea.
Yeah.
No, I think that's really amazing. So congratulations to SHRM on winning at the SHRM competition. It was a regional competition, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So it sounds like you both have been able to bring a lot of accomplishments to the college, and I think that's amazing. And I just wanted to take a second to spotlight that, because it sounds like with both of your stories, it was not a question of an individual, but of a collective effort of both your people at every level of the college with your story, Benji, and with each one of your teammates at coffee shops, practicing, preparing, and then being able to just roll with the punches of what was the craziness of the day, and you know, you just overcame. So I think that we're coming up on the tail end of the interview, but you know, I just want to focus on, you know, the things that you guys have mentioned specifically with community. I often think about like the fact that we're a commuter school, and sometimes it can be challenging for people to like get out of that bubble of like, oh, I'll just go to school and go home and that's it. You know, I don't want to get involved. But like, you know, what if you had to tell that one student who's like, you know, why should I get involved? You know, what would you tell them? And you know, what is some stories of communities that you would share with them here during your time at your student works?
I would say, I was like, don't be afraid, because I was in the same shoes as them. I was super afraid, didn't want to talk to anyone, didn't know where to start. I eventually came out to be, again, someone's gonna believe in you, and I think that's our role as student organizations. We become mentors eventually. Mm-hmm. It's our role to like bring in that new group of students coming in right now. They're barely freshmen, they're coming out of high school, coming in transfer students, doesn't matter what, but it's gonna bring you lifelong friends, lifelong dreams and accomplishments that you don't even expect. Again, how we were also mentioning time, that time right now you think that you're not gonna overcome being quiet and shy, but you are. You're gonna move mountains, basically. Mm-hmm. You're gonna become an actual gator. You're gonna become a core value person here in this community that we actually want you to become, and you turn into like family overall.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't get my most college value or college experience until I finally joined the student organization. Well, obviously I can't really blame for COVID, right? But I really did get it from like how she
peers,
said, yeah, your peers. Your peers are really gonna be the ones that are gonna help you out. These people in the student organizations are pretty much in the same boat that you were in at some point. And you know, right now they're your best mentors. A lot of them are first generations as well, and not really having any connections at the start. And so there, I noticed one thing in between student organizations that we really helped out each other. It was more like helping a student to another student. And I think that really helped in general for getting them to step into their professional standing point. It really is up to time too. It's, you can start whenever. You, as early as you can, freshman year, better. But for this, don't wait till senior year. Don't do me.
You'll succeed.
You'll succeed.
At any point in life, you'll succeed.
You'll succeed.
Everybody wants you to succeed. There's
exactly.
Not one person that doesn't want to see you succeed.
Yeah, and it's up to you to really make that change. It takes confidence, takes risk. But this is the best risk you can do for yourself, really. You get experience out of it eventually, and it's more than what you can ask for, really. You're thinking you're really going to step into a club when you're going to be stepping into a life-changing opening door opportunity for yourself that you didn't even know you saw it. Many other students are going to walk out with just a degree out of here, and we wish that could not happen. You know, we wish more people could get involved because they could see the changes. But if you take the opportunity upon yourself to get yourself out there, you already have an up a door advantage compared to the rest. And honestly, with going along with her, she gave out really great advice right now, and she pretty much summed it up in a really amazing point. And so I think both points is just the reason why you should really join a student organization.
Wow. No, well, that sounds so compelling, and I really appreciate that y'all shared your perspectives and your viewpoints from your personal experiences, because ultimately I think that's what the college experience is all about, being able to share a community with others who also are going through the same things as you, the same challenges, but knowing that, hey, you know, you're not alone. I have your back. And if we have each other's backs, then we can say, like, we can collectively succeed. And I think that that's something that more than ever, we've overcome a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've overcome two hurricanes at this point. So, I mean,
a winter storm,
a
tornado.
Oh, yeah.
Tornadoes. You know, what can't we overcome?
Yeah.
No, so I have to ask you, you know, if you had to give any advice to, you know, yourself as a young student, what would you tell yourself? And, you know, what would you say, like, hey, don't worry about it?
Mm-hmm. I'd say, hey, don't worry about it. Speak up. Well, it's true. It's honestly, don't worry about it. Time is your biggest factor. I would just say, just speak up. Be more confident in yourself, because there's someone out there rooting for your success.
Oh, yeah. There's always someone mm-hmm. out there looking at you. When you don't think they're looking, they're actually looking. Mm-hmm. And just always show your talents whenever you can, because you never know. But I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, I would tell myself, like, when I was, like, 18 or so, like, who did not know what to do with their lives at the time and kind of was going through, like, a mental, I guess, depression at the time. Everything will work out in your favor. And don't worry about it. Don't stress. It will all come, like Lisa said. It will come within time. It will come when it needs to come. And just trust yourself more than anything, because you have always that little intuition feeling in yourself that is in you that you're going to be fine. And when that moment when someone is like, oh, are you sure about it? No. Just trust who you are. I think that's the best thing you can do for yourself. Have the confidence, take your risk, and trust who you are and your talents and show them out. And just don't be afraid to really, like, reach out to people and
believe
in yourself. Because you're going to end up meeting a lot of people along the way who are going to help you out. And beautiful people who are, like, who's going to make you grow, basically. I think that's the best thing that I could give for advice. It's like, you're going to be okay. Yeah.
I really like that. I think that I heard this once that, whenever you have your depression, you're in the past. Whenever you have the anxiety, you're in the future. But to be present and to, you know, make the most of your college experience by going at it one day at a time, you're in a certain peace about it. And I think that both of y'all basically summed it up like that. You know, it's a question of just believing in yourself and having the confidence to know that there's going to be good days, bad days, but as long as you just keep moving forward, then you know, we can overcome any challenge. You know, we're first-gen students. We have a lot of things that might, you know, be stacked against us. But at the same time, there's sledgehammers. And you can always tear down walls and you can always open doors so that the next generation can come through. And, you know, I think that's something that you sort of touched on earlier, because, you know, mm-hmm. you're at the tail end of your time at school here. You're a junior and now you're getting ready to pass off the mantle, I imagine, this year, the same way that George passed on the mantle to you. So mm-hmm. I think that's really cool. Well, I want to just thank y'all so much for coming onto the program today and sharing your stories. This has been a very meaningful series for me, and I'm glad that, you know, we were able to highlight both the American Marketing Association chapter here as well as the Society of Human Resources. Well, this has been Gator Bites, the official business podcast of the Maryland Davies College of Business. I am your host, Miguel Gomez, and we want to remind you to take a bite out of business, and we'll see you later, Gators.